This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Fred McGriff. First things first, when you come into town, here you are with the Lansing Lugnuts. Is there anything that you want to accomplish?
I mainly want to get a chance to know all the kids they have here, watch their swings. You know, I'm here for 5 days, so it's more or less like first few days, just watch them, let them play, and then if I see something here or there in the cage or during the game, I go to the hitting coach here, Kenny Graham, and try to talk to him a little bit and tell him what I may try to suggest to this kid. So I'll always try to go through Kenny first. He's the boss man.
What have you seen?
I got some good young talent. Patterson, the first baseman, he didn't play the first night, but he played last night and hit 2 long home runs. And he had a good year here last year in Lansing, and he started the year out in Durham, and he struggled. And then they got him here again, and he's killing it again. So he's almost too good for this league here. So it'll be interesting to see how long he stays here or just let him go up to another level and see if he can keep it going, because the kid has a lot of big league power. So it'll be interesting. But the pitcher's staff here has been pretty good. So overall, it's been a good experience first couple days.
With young hitters, is there something about the way that they, whether it's the swing, whether it's something about the way they explode their wrists, that stands out to you?
Where you're looking at, more or less at their weight shift and their balance, and if they're short and quick to the ball, or maybe they have a long swing, or just a lot of times a lot of these young kids, it's more of a mental thing, just trying to sit down with them and try to think, what do they think about when they step into the batter's box, what pitches are they looking for, because they got so many things in their head, and you have different guys trying to tell them to do this and tell them to do that, and you try to want to get them to keep it all simple and just go out there and use their natural talents, because every single guy here can hit, but it's just a matter of trying to get them to be more consistent.
When you were their age or maybe younger, was there something that a coach had said to you that stuck with you that helped out a lot?
Well, you know, the thing about the minors is more or less getting an opportunity to go out there and play every day, because you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. You got to learn how to make adjustments. You got to learn how to be your own coach, because, you know, like these guys here, they're not going to always have John Tamargo with them, or Vince Horstman, the pitching coach, or Kenny, the hitting coach. So you got to try to learn yourself inside and out, and that's what I learned when I was coming up into the minors. I had some great coaches. I had John Mayberry. I had Joe Pepitone. I had Mickey Vernon, guys that helped me. But still, you got to learn what you can. You can do at the plate.
What are the similarities between the minor leagues back then and the minors now? Before I ask you about the differences.
Well, probably you got like a beautiful stadium here. You know, that's a little different than some places I played. But overall, it's just not much. Maybe the guys are making more money now. When I was making $600 a month playing in the minors. I'm not sure what they're making now here. But probably the money and just the conditions are a little better. And I always remember that you don't want the conditions to be too great in the minor leagues, because you don't want guys who want to stay here in the minors. You want them to try to keep going forward and trying to get up to the big leagues.
Now, we know about everything with statistically that's going on with advances in that department, but is there anything else that people now understand more about baseball than when you were coming up?
Yeah, just a whole lot more stats now than I was coming up. When I was coming up, it was mainly base on balls and average and home runs and RBIs, and it was pretty simple. But now they've gotten to on-base percentage and the whip and the war and you name it. And I'm sure as we speak now, somebody's coming up with another formula and some more stats that they'll whip on somebody, and they'll give it a name. And then all of a sudden, they'll be talking about that more. And so the game keeps evolving. Computers keep coming up with new and different formulas. But I just think sometimes you just don't know what's in a kid's heart. I think computers still don't know what's in a guy's mind. What is he thinking? His heart, is he going to work hard? Little stuff like that you know, computers can't do right now.
Speaking with Fred McGriff, the crime dog, and may I ask, when you first heard that nickname started to come up toward you, what was your reaction to it?
Well, Chris Berman, you know, he started it. Chris Berman with ESPN, he was the guy that started giving everybody nicknames. And my last name is McGriff, McGriff, and then McGruff is McGruff. And, you know, back then, Chris Berman was the man, and whatever Chris Berman said, it stuck. So it was always interesting when I would go to Boston and, you know, Hey, crime dog, crime dog.
Did you have another nickname that you preferred that your teammates called you?
Yeah, I can't tell you on radio.
We'll keep it right there then. My memory that I remember very strongly was your home run in the All-Star game. I remember that still real clear. I remember we were videotaping it. For what you have done for baseball, it's been plentiful. But what has baseball done for you?
I've been very blessed. You know, it gave me an opportunity to do a lot of things in life that I wouldn't be able to do otherwise. Been fortunate, got two kids. Been able to travel the world. Been blessed, just greatly. So baseball has done tremendous things for me. And so now being here trying to give back to the game a little bit, I'm hoping that I may be able to help at least one kid here, you know, fulfill his dream. You know, I live my dream of playing in the big leagues, and so hopefully I can help at least one kid here live his dream.
You have transitioned from your playing career into now coaching and teaching. Who are some young players you've helped along the way who are now succeeding?
Well, I think with me, like any chance I get, because I live in Tampa, Florida, and so I go to a lot of Rays games, and so you talk to guys up in that's already in the big leagues. Living in Tampa, a lot of guys live in the Florida area for make their homes there in off season. So I think with me, it's more of a any chance you get, the mental side of it, telling guys, like myself, I always look for a fastball when I was hitting, and so you try to instill that to guys and try to let them know what you were thinking. So a lot of times it's not about the mechanics and physically what you've done or whatever for somebody. Sometimes it could just be one little word, piece of advice that help a kid out.
Just between the ears.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What is your schedule like during a season? Let's go back even further. Some months back, how do you spend your spring and summer?
Well, 1 week of the month, I come to one of the Blue Jays minor league cities. And so this spring training, I was in minor league camp for like 10 days or so. And then I've been to Buffalo, New York this year for the Blue Jays AAA team. I've been in Dunedin for the Blue Jays 8-ball team, and then now here. And then next month I go to Vancouver and then New Hampshire. So just try to get around and learn the kids, because sometimes, like I said, you just don't want to pop in and start making this and that suggestions to kids, because at the same time, they're trying to put up numbers to get out of Lansing and then get moved up. So you don't want to like screw them all up and mess them up for 2 or 3 weeks. So you just make little subtle changes, and then maybe in spring training you see them again. And it's because in spring training the games don't count and their stats don't count. So then now you can more or less work with them a little bit. So this is kind of like just get a chance to know everybody, get a chance to know the pitchers, because I think a lot of times like people don't understand, like pitchers can learn a lot by talking to me, because they can ask me questions, Fred, you know, what'd you look for as a hitter and stuff like that to help them when they're pitching.
Yeah.
So it works both ways, not just working with the hitters.
Stop them from being predictable, start to get the hitter off his rhythm, things like that.
Correct. Yeah.
Exactly. Makes sense. I heard it once said that baseball is a kid's game, except there are always more things to learn. What have you learned about baseball since you retired?
Well, with me, I just learned that it's a lot more stats. You know, the game has just really evolved around to a whole lot of stats, and that's the biggest difference now. And technology, I mean, I watch some games on TV at night, and they're able to slow a swing down so you can actually see the bat coming through the zone and making contact, and you see the extension and everything and stuff like that. I didn't have that video and that technology when I was playing, and it probably would have helped me out if I was playing, because I really could have really slowed down my swing and saw it on video. We didn't have all that.
Fred, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Fred McGriff. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.